the power. This is the power. Okay, just I'm showing the fuck. Where's the press? Where do you need them? All right. Good evening, and welcome to the maintenance committee on the. It's not the 10th of October.
15th.
On the 15th of October. Sorry, just looked at the date there. As you're all well aware, this is my first go at this, so I've already got the dates wrong, so that's a good start.
We'll be that's
probably how I'll carry on, don't worry. No more ado, if we begin, and then you'll correct me that I've used the wrong terminology in the wrong place, and I've probably just sentenced someone to something that they couldn't put their hand up to. So.
Sure, you never put your hand up.
Yeah, never put your hand up to anything. Yes. So, moving on, so do I have to read, even for the receive and approval, the letters and numbers? I do.
Yeah.
Right. So, MA064/2526 to receive and approve apologies of absence.
Thank you. It's received apologies from Councillors Kilmurray and Alexander and Les. We're all with acceptable reasons, and then we vote that one through.
So, do I need even a proposer for that one as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, please.
May I have a proposer? Well, thank you, Councillor Clark. And I have a seconder, Councillor Davey. Show of hands to approve that. Thank you. And well, you don't vote.
Can I just ask, as a matter of the fact that we moved the meeting to this ungodly hour so that more people could turn up to the meeting. And yes. I get the impression the same people are turning up, whether it's at 9 o'clock in the morning or up on seven at night.
Well, the chair would be able to attend if it was at 9 o'clock in the morning, as I was in Derby at 9 o'clock this morning.
And you're here, Keith.
Yes, so. Yeah. Yes, and you made it.
I'm temporarily here. Well, it's past my... It's past... I've saying to... I've had my car a year, and I think this is only the second time I've driven it in the dark. We passed my bedtime, so.
Sorry, Councillor Clark. Okay. So.
Just carry on.
Carry on.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So, MA065/ 2426, same. Oh, 6-5, yes, yeah, sorry, 2026. To receive any declarations of interest and dispensations is...
None received.
Okay. That doesn't need a proposal.
No,
because there's none received. Right. MA066/2526 to approve the minutes of the Maintenance Committee meeting held on the 27th of August. So I just ask for...
If there's any...
any comments?
Was there any feedback?
No, none at all.
No. So, proposal to accept. Councillor Barnes, seconded Councillor Clark.
Beautiful.
But do you need me to vote?
Anything abstain, can't you?
You can abstain.
Yeah, I just wanted to...
Yeah.
So, okay.
Carried with one abstention.
Thank you.
MA067/2526 to approve the minutes of the Maintenance Committee held on the 19th of June.
This is an apology to bring it back. It was brought to a meeting, but unfortunately we didn't vote on it, and you know how I love a vote.
Okay.
This is from the 19th of June. We just need a vote to get it through.
One proposer, Councillor Clark, seconder, Councillor Barnes, show of hands.
With
carrying one abstention. MA068/2526, public participation. For up to 15 minutes, members of the public may contribute their views.
You look for any legs underneath the screen.
No one here. So, carry on?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, this is it. I was born to this. MA069/2526, finance matters. A, to consider a finance report on expenditure within the committee's remit.
So the RFO has produced the finance comparison report for us for this month. Nothing of any note,
nothing.
Particularly. We're on track for spend. seems to be going on. The reports are much better, which is nice for me.
So it's all within budget and it's all whatever was approved?
Yeah, there's some overspend on some of the projects where we've shuffled around some maintenance contract stuff, that so it looks like an overspend, but it isn't.
It'll catch up.
Shuffled, and the RFOs explained that in there. But other than that, this is just the finance that is responsible. The finance report for the maintenance committee. So this is all our finances.
Okay. And we've still got money in the bank.
We get down to the bottom, got quite a big budget for this one, this committee. And we are keep going.
It's going to take into account our massive pay rise.
Of course, yes. So we just need to receive that report.
Right, so propose to accept the accounts?
We just need to receive the account for that one.
So that's just...
Okay. Brilliant, thank you very much.
I'll make a note for next time.
Thank you.
MA070/2526, conservation matters, to receive the...
Agency
monthly situation report for August and September 2025, and to receive any other updates, consider any actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can I say, with the Environment Agency report, it demonstrates quite clearly the lack of the rain and the repletion of the river, and it's certainly... The River Mill is slowly dropping with its amount of flow that it has, but it is holding its own. But because of that, we've maintained a lot more in river weed, because that holds the water back. I think I've talked about it.
And they artificially throw in a few branches and hedges.
You know, basically we don't take it out as diligently as we would normally do, because that sort of all helps it to stay down. So Station Road, the bit round by Station Road, we would normally have dealt with the weed in there, because it does look a bit... bad, but we'll be doing that at our next working party in November. So it's, you know, if you don't get the rain, you don't get the water.
Well, obviously global warming and all that, is there a longer term plan, or is there any long term advice?
Well, it is supported, the river, by a pump that's up at New Source.
Okay.
That's a long way. So it supports the aquifer. Unfortunately, it drains very quickly, so they often turn it off at the time when we actually really need it. So for many years, and I will say many years, we have, as a group, the River Mill, had discussions with the Environment Agency about, is the support pipe actually in the right place, because, you know, it doesn't support the river coming through Stockbridge Meadows. So in the past we've had two droughts since I've lived here, where you could walk down the River Mill in Stockbridge Meadows down to the back as if it was a footpath, but there is still water coming down from the Sheen Mill side, from where S is, because there's springs there that managed to just keep it repleted. So we've had a lot of discussion with them about, is the support pipe in that? They've done lots of work on flow, and we've had meetings with them, and it's just, excuse the expression, dried up with them. Yeah. You know, we keep on with them. So we've got our own meeting on Saturday where we're going to discuss our next steps with how we sort of try to get a dialogue going again with the EA about it. I mean, they've done flow measures, we've met with them, but to be fair, I think there's maybe bigger things that are happening.
Well, no, just because chalk streams are a rarity, aren't they?
They are, and there's a lot of talk shops out there about it, not a lot of do's. But there is an opportunity potentially through working with the Wildlife Trust, Bedfordshire, to bid for some funding. So again, we've got to look at what we would like to bid for with the River Restoration Centre, which is at Cranfield.
Okay.
So they did an original report when all this work started, about 20 years ago, I think it is now. Oh, scary. And so we're hoping that we can re-engage with them to sort of then allow us to access funds, basically. There's a lot of money there, but it's whether we can pitch the right level of...
Okay.
So it's all a bit airy-fairy, I'm afraid, but we are doing our best. But basically, the river's looking good in a lot of ways, and saw a water vole down there today. So that's I haven't seen a water vole for so long, not a live one anyway. So that was nice, and we've got our working party, as I say, on Saturday, where we'll work on continuing to open up a bit down past the A10 bridge between that and the railway.
That's very good. Okay. Thank you.
Well, I just was going to mention the berry. One of the problems we've had in the past is that this aquifer rises in the berry. You know, the big house as you come into the village on the left-hand side is the big...
Oh, right, yeah. No, I didn't know it rose. Well, that's where it rose. Okay. Yeah,
well, that's where the top...
That's the source.
And it
that's where they pump it.
Basically, the pipe is short of the river, isn't it?
Well, it is, but that's a bit simplistic, really.
But I was going to say, Maureen, is the fact that the owner of the berry is just most uncooperative. He refuses to have any discussion with us or even the water authority about. And it's quite, well, not a simple job, but I think it could be fixed. But the chap at the berry is just so anti. He'll have nothing to do. We've written to him. He refuses to answer.
And what is the fix? Just to extend the pipe?
Well,
we would just really like to visit to just see where the springs rise. And so at Foulmere, the springs rise.
Right.
And they have an ability to cap the springs at a time of drought. So instead of the water coming in, and when it reaches a certain level, it will go down them instead of coming out of them, is basically it.
Right.
So what they do over there, they can cap their springs. So any water they're getting, they're keeping in the area where they want it. So we would like to have that opportunity. The Environment Agency have right of access.
That's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they go there and monitor it. They have requested that one of us, you know, we don't want to go mob-handed, but that somebody, a representative, would go with them. But he doesn't want to.
Is there like a historic reason as to why he's anti anyone?
I don't know. I think he's a very, very private person. I don't think he's very connected. My understanding is that he keeps himself... and I respect that, you know, people want privacy, but we don't want to go in there and trample all over his ground or anything like that.
Really, just one of them.
But...
It's interesting. Well, the Environment Agency sounds like...
They're the people we have to work with.
They
are, but you know, so it's just slowly working, and just reminding them that we are still here, and we are still interested in. And as I say, partly of the meeting we've got as a committee on Saturdays to talk about the support pipe, so I can report back any actions we decide we want to take, and any support you might be able to give us. Which we do appreciate.
Yeah. Maybe I'll meet the guy for a pint. Can I charge that back to him?
He has a huge collection of historic Formula One cars. Mm-hmm. He's very...
Has he really?
Yeah. He's very
I'm
big.
Now even more interested.
he was down at Goodwood. But yeah, he's got a really restores and collects Formula One classic Formula One cars.
Now you spark the
behind the ferry, he's got a huge garage and warehouse. That's just part of
it. No. That's good to know. Do we know his name? Because
Fenton.
Don't stop. Fenton.
I think his name's Fenton.
All right, we'll find out. We'll get there. because I've got connections with historic Formula One, so we can look at having a conversation with the chap. Right, is there anything else?
For the River Mill, no. Thank you very much.
Moving on, we don't need anything.
No, right. That's fine.
MA072526, Stockbridge Meadows, to receive update on issues at Stockbridge Meadows. To note, update from Conservation Warden about designating Stockbridge Meadows as a local nature reserve. To consider selection of up to 9 heritage trees for replacement on Stockbridge Meadows. To receive any other updates and consider any other action.
You first, Maureen.
Me first, okay, right, thank you. We did submit to the last meeting that didn't happen about wildflower seeds. The parish council had agreed to look at funding for.
We have funding from a resident, so we have £200, I believe, from a resident that was donated to for the wildflower trial.
Oh, they came out of that. Oh, good. Right.
So I will share that.
Yeah, would it be possible to just top that up a little bit, because our bill comes to 250, wouldn't we?
I think it might have been 250. I'm remembering off the top of my head, but I will check.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's brilliant, because it's time to look at sowing the wildflower seeds.
Is it sowing in the autumn?
Yes, into winter, because they need the winter cold to frost. We hope to get frost. Yeah. Who knows? But I understand that although we've had it cut and cleared, it's not been scarified and it needs to be.
That should have been requested at the last meeting. It didn't happen.
Oh, okay. But it hasn't been requested just yet.
It's been requested now.
Okay.
If you could. Because that breaks the topsoil.
And who will do that?
That's our contractor.
The contractor will do that.
It needs to be done ASAP. Does he understand that?
I would suggest that the conservation warden may reach out, because he seems to be
and have a word with him. That'd be brilliant, and then we can get the seeds. And then, as thanks to the support you provided us, we've got our little trial area now, which could create a lot of interest with people wanting to really know what does this wildflower trial mean. And so I've written something for Melbourne Magazine to hopefully. With the help of Keith and Abby, it's a threesome. So we will be sort of trying to be a little bit scientific about what we sow in the trial area as opposed to what we sow on the main flower meadow, so we can assess that, why are we seeing the wildflowers in the main meadow diminishing. We think it is rabbits and maybe mountain jack most probably as well. But if we've got an area that has been protected, that will help us to understand. Or is it something in the soil that we don't know about? So I think it would be quite interesting. We'd be taking photos at regular interviews to give ourselves some information. And then you can talk about that bit. The trees, the 9 heritage trees, we've come up with a list now that I'll send to you, if that's okay, and using your Barewood stock.
Yeah.
So basically, Beauty of Bath, we're going to two Bramleys, 2 large Lord Derbys, and 2 Cambridge Gauges. Ooh. And then I think that gives, so that's 2 cookers and some eaters in there. We just want to check with Cam Valley Orchard that we have chosen exactly the right ones, but I think it'd be nice to have some more in there. So I send it to you, is that okay?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah,
so that's 8 in total.
But,
so,
you said you speak to Cam Valley.
Yeah.
Because they know what the
patterns
were around here.
Yeah, just want to make sure that, you know, we've chosen them, but do they fit the idea of the heritage of our area?
Lovely.
So rather than us just sort of pick what we think would be quite nice, we'd like to feel that we were definitely picking heritage to keep the orchard true to it. I mean, other than that, I think, I mean, Stockbridge is looking good. It's giving a lot of pleasure to people. So,
may I suggest that we put a budget forward for the trees, just so that we can improve it, so that we can get them ordered. Would that be okay?
So
on the financial spreadsheet, there's currently around £500 for Stockbridge. That's
Does that include the seed?
I was just trying to open it. No, the seed is from a donation from a resident.
So that's complete separate.
I'm just trying to open it.
Sorry, Councillor.
I was just wondering, are we only ordering 8 bare root trees at the moment out of that possible 9?
Well, yeah, I mean, we only came up with 8. But
so I was wondering whether you might consider a Charles Ross.
A Charles Ross?
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah.
If Cam Valley think that would survive locally.
Yeah. Is that a eater?
No, it's mostly a cooker, but it's
nice to have some cookers, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Wonderful apple, though. Mm.
Yeah.
Easily.
I don't know that one. £518 in the budget set aside for Stockbridge Meadows. It was whether we take some, if we could approve the budget from that, we can get the trees ordered.
Yeah, well, so which cost the tree was about £17.
Yeah, I thought we did up to.
Moorings.
You didn't have any rough gauge of how much that.
I think they were about £12.50.
Was it?
Yeah. If we did a maximum of £200 just to allow for shipping,
would that be
acceptable?
Totally. That would be lovely, thank you. Yeah.
Do we need to put that to a vote?
Please, yes.
Yeah. So the proposal is to put a £200 budget against these trees. Can I vote? Proposer, Councillor Barnes, seconded Councillor Clark. Show of hands, unanimous.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good. I'd like to know what Cam chooses, because I'm trying to do a bit myself at home.
Oh, are you?
I've got an orchard in the front garden, so.
Very helpful down there.
Yeah.
Tim.
I'm struggling because the chalk is so near the surface, so you can't just throw in anything. Okay, moving swiftly on.
Sorry, Chair, I think item B, Keith may have an update from the.
Yeah, I don't. Are you aware we've been trying for a year or so to get Stockbridge Meadows, as it is, it's just our village. We want to get it registered as a local nature reserve in a
immediate. I am now, thank you.
It's sort of dragged on. And everybody's tried to do it, but I sort of got my teeth into it a couple of months ago. The last thing we had was from Cambridge, it's a Cambridge County Council. Was they were drawn up a legal document. It was in March. We haven't heard anything. So anyway, I started to get back involved again. The chap called Phil
Clark. Yeah.
I just couldn't. He wouldn't answer any of my emails or anything at all. I could get nothing out of him. And eventually, I went to our county councillor, and he managed to get an answer out of him. So that I've now resurrected that. So. We're at some time in the future we will have Stockbridge Meadows registered as a national local nature reserve.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you for persevering. Why would he be resistant to it? I thought he'd be cock a hoo.
It's very sad really, because the Cambridge have just done a big consultation on a nature strategy. I can't think what it was.
It was the local nature strategy.
And if you go on to the local nature strategy, it's done with South Cambridgeshire and various other bits and pieces. And you look at South Cambridgeshire, and really, other than this small corridor, which, if you look at it, is actually the corridor of the River Mill, it's just blank. Mm. Absolutely nothing on there for them. So. We've commented on it, and I know that you have commented on it, that it's just so sad, because there's a lot of opportunity there to develop.
Well, once you've got willing people, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, we also had Natural England out at one stage as well, and he was very enthusiastic about the area and what we could do. So that's where our management plan and the whole report has come from Natural England. But this is a hoop that has to be done before we can then lock in to Natural England, who, you know, again are a great support on helping us to build up and improve the area.
Is the Elmore, is that a national nature? Is that a nature reserve, like an official nature
reserve? Well, Shepherd Elmore is,
yes. Yes, that's what I thought.
But it's not mentioned, I mean, bear in mind that Stockbridge is probably one of the biggest sort of natural areas, and it doesn't, in this Cambridge plan, doesn't get a mention at all.
No, I mean, it's like South Cambridge hasn't got anything really.
Is there anything we as a council can do?
And we commented on the consultation, so did lots of other people.
Right.
And it's just keep pushing this chap to get the designation of a local nature.
We have got something moving now, so hopefully, even if I've got to work.
Yeah, so
things just get to the bottom of the pile, don't they? I think with people, it's just unless you nudge it.
One of the problems was is it has to be, someone has to say that can be a nature reserve. And I think we had a situation where they have to delegate it down to us, don't they?
Yes.
Cambridge County Council said, "Oh, we can delegate to South Cams," and then South Cams said, "We can delegate that decision to us," and that's where it stopped. I think it's legal. So right. I think eventually we'll be in a position where we can say, as a parish council, we can now, you know, we want this, but it's you know, the buck's been passed for about 18 months now. So anyway.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for persevering.
Thank you for your support that we get through the parish council. It's
I'm going to be very good. Well, it's my another thing in Stockbridge Meadows, we've got a problem. We've got some trees to plant. We've got quite a few ash trees over Stockbridge Meadows which have got ash dieback, and we've got quite a big copse in one corner, and all the trees are going to go. So what we've done in the last 2 years, we've bought young trees, and they're all in my garden at the moment, but they will have to go out. So at the end of I think the last week in November, I picked, we're going to plant these trees around where the ash trees are. The only thing is, we will need to buy some stakes and some wire netting, so £100. So what I'd like to ask for is, can the council give us £100 to buy some stakes and
tree
tree planting bits.
It's within the budget.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we could vote on that one.
Yeah, so we'll turn another hand for that. Yeah. Proposed Councillor Davies,
second Councillor
Clark.
Show of hands. Unanimous.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to bed. I have asked.
Right, anything else on that one? MA072/2526, Allotment Matters A, to receive report from the Allotment Association.
Okay, that's fine.
No, they're not.
So we've got a few updates. Probably start with the grants. As you may be aware, I've been applying for a number of grants to improve the security of the allotments and to install some toilets. So back in August, I submitted the South Cambridge District Council allotment improvement grant. They've got back to me recently saying that it's vastly oversubscribed, as you might expect. I think it was only 100,000 in the pot. So they've asked whether we could scale back what we want to do. So I've told them that we could, instead of, say, putting up the whole fences and the new security gates, we could just do the gates for now as an example and then come back later and do the other bits. So as far as I know, that grant is still in, and I think they're meeting on the 17th of December. to look at that one, so we should get a result back then. But I think we can say for sure now it's not going to be the full. I applied for £10,000.
And do they just give you a percentage of the total cost? Is it, has it?
I don't really know how they'll do it, but I presume they'll somehow divide it up, in the way that you do it here for a community grant. So,
that includes the gate, just the gates, or the toilets and the gates, or?
Well, I put everything into that grant application, but in addition to that, I've also applied for a national lottery grant for £20,000, which I submitted in September, and that also includes everything as well.
Right.
So what I was hoping was between the two grants, we would get enough either to do all of it, hopefully.
Yeah.
But if not, then to do part of the security fencing, the sort of least secure areas, which I think are the main gates and the side gates, and also install some toilets. So I submitted the National Lottery one in September, and they usually take about 3 months to make a decision. So again, by the end of the year, we should know what we're going to get from there. And go ahead with that. If we get anything, we can sort of go ahead. Yes.
Forgive me for asking, but what sort of toilets were you planning on?
What sort of
toilets are you planning on?
It's essentially a waterless toilet.
As a sort of earth closet or whatever?
Essentially, yes. Yeah. So the maintenance, very little maintenance. It doesn't need any power, water or electricity into it, so it's sort of low maintenance toilet system. And it would be large enough to enable disabled people to use it. So we specifically went for that. I think Abby, you were keen that we went for that. And I guess the other thing, if we don't get the full grants, we could cut back onto a cheaper form of toilet, but it probably wouldn't be a fully accessible one. So we'd need to think about that at the time, I think.
Through you, Chair. We've got the grant monies that we kick in, don't we? So there's always a possibility that they could apply through the S137 for any shortfall.
As a top.
As long as it wasn't a large.
Is there a limit to that? Each grant?
It's at the discretion of the parish council to allocate accordingly, but we have to allocate the full amount of money that we receive each year. So it depends how many applications we get, what's left over, but there might be an opportunity there for you to approach the parish council, because it's a good cause. Mm-hmm. It's for residents of principally residents of Melbourne. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a benefit. It's outdoor. It's health and safety.
Long term as well.
It's all a healthy kick. You know, it ticks a lot of boxes.
Awesome.
So it might be somewhere you could look to apply.
So should we wait until we see what we get from the others? And
absolutely. But I mean, if you're 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 short, you know, there's no reason why you couldn't apply, and then the council makes a decision. Well, I can't say, but council will make a decision as to whether it's appropriate to allocate funding to you.
Okay, great.
But because you're going elsewhere as well, that's a big tick in a box.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's where the grants are at the moment. In terms of the grant that we did get from the community grant earlier in the year, we got a skip earlier in June time, and I've just had delivered 9 tonnes of soil improver for the allotments. So that was
delivered called manure
last week. It's the recycled material from household recycling.
Oh, okay.
That goes to the sort of recycling centre north of Cambridge, and then you can order it in once it's been fully rotted down. So it's good stuff, actually.
Yes.
Very nice stuff. So that was delivered last week, and we're getting the next skip. We booked two skips this year, and that's coming on the 24th of October, so that'll be a second tidying up phase. So that will be the majority of the grant would have been spent.
Oh, the skips will use.
Yes,
they go full.
They fill up in no time.
Yeah,
absolutely. So in terms of we had put a contract in place, I think, a couple of months ago for clearing the brambles on the right-hand side of the plot. That's not been done yet, but I think they were waiting for the bird season, bird nesting season, sort of to end, which I guess was the end of September. So yeah. Alex said she was going to chase him up to...
She did this week.
Did she?
Okay. It's due any time, but it's when the soil's moved now, because yes. That's now in the way.
Yeah, it is in the way a little bit. That will go very quickly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that will be very good when that's done. So in terms of the allotment inspection, so Alex was away this week. I carried it out on Tuesday on my own. But Alex had updated me on a number of things that had happened. So obviously October is when the rentals are renewed. So there's been four plots that have been given up, relinquished, and I think they've now been handed out to people who are on the waiting list. So that's sort of moving through the waiting list quite well. There's one that's still vacant that has been offered to someone, but like I guess they're thinking about whether or not to accept it. So, so that's quite good that we're getting a turnover quite quickly. When people give them up, they're being reallocated very quickly. Alex had also written to four plot holders who had left very weedy plots or unworked plots. So she'd asked me to check those specifically this time, and two of those had been worked now. They've sort of started to clear them up. Two of them haven't been cleared, so I think we will need to follow those up if they don't do it in the next few weeks. So there's two that are particularly weedy. They have a lot of bindweed down sort of both sides of their plots, and the neighbours on either side have been complaining about that, so we really need to get them to shift it if we can. So if they've not done it by the next inspection, then we should write to them again and get them to do that. There's a wasp nest on Grays.
Has that been done
now?
Yes, okay. Yeah, that was checked on Tuesday and there's no activity at all
Okay, because I looked Tuesday as well and I couldn't find it. That makes sense on that one. I wasn't sure whether they got rid of it or whether it just died
off
naturally.
We did in the end because it seemed to come back. So we thought it came back to life, so it has been dealt with.
Yeah, okay. So I think that's the majority of it. Vast majority of the plots are still worked well. Obviously, it's the end of the season now and things are... Most of the harvesting anyway has been done, so the plots have sort of been shut down for winter more or less, most of them, but they're looking pretty good in general. So I'd say 98% of them are good, and just a few, as always, that are letting over weedy and overgrowing. So that's everything from, I think, A on that section.
Okay. B, to note issue with antisocial behaviour and consider impact on allotment agreement.
Are you talking on this one, are you?
Yes, if that's okay.
Yes.
Just to note that there's been reports of some antisocial behaviour on the allotments between plot holders, and we've looked at the allotment agreement, and there's limited actions that the parish council can take. So we were looking for some kind of behaviour kind of clause in the agreement, and there isn't really one. There's a very general clause about. Being a nice neighbour, basically, but not enough to action on. So it was a call to committee as to whether you had the appetite for us to include a clause about the right to remove a lease from somebody if they are proved to be behaving antisocially, because it's a civil matter, because I think it's been reported to the police, but we don't know how far it really went because it's not our matter. But if the parish council felt that there was inappropriate behaviour, whether we should add a clause in the lease to say that we have the right to retract that from holders. And it was just, if you're happy, we'd go away and research what we can put in legally and then bring it back.
Well, I'd go on. Sorry, Councillor Clark.
Through you, Chair. I would just ask the question, are you looking to put a clause in that is subject to conviction or whatever, or it's just if we deem it to be necessary?
I think we prefer to have something where we could do that, because lots of people won't take it down the conviction route, and then you've still got the same problem. You've got people who are uncomfortable and we still can't do anything about it. So I think we'd be looking at more of a behaviour clause, really, if we deem that, you know, behaviour isn't right after a grievance process, probably going through and having a meeting and maybe doing all those things, but would you be happy if we looked into adding that?
To look into it, but being a judge and jury is a big, big deal.
So because going through the police process would take you a very long time. Mm. So, yes, or a council, that makes sense.
I think it makes sense at this level to do it as just a general clause, like you already have clauses in the agreement, and just to have, you know, part of having an allotment is being a considerate person and a considerate to other people, because it's a communal space. So you have to have a kind of, I mean, it's kind of until now probably been taken as read, but you know, people are generally
generally good behaviour.
Allotment people are generally nice people.
Yeah,
but yeah. I think just to have a clause that would suggest, you know, verbal or any verbal or physical sort of thing is just not
not acceptable. Yeah. Well, if we have October renewals, then maybe we don't renew.
I'm sorry. Is this something we can? Is the agreement renewed annually, or is it going to be something that's going to be tried to attract retrospectively?
We'd probably look at adding it, because the renewals have just been through, we'd probably look at adding it for next October and just hope that we can support everybody through this period. But it's going to be a tricky clause to add because of the fact that it is judge and jury a little bit. But I think the Allotment Association came back and said there were things you could add in on our level, and it's just about encouraging reporting to the police and creating it as a civil matter and doing those sorts of things. So we'll look to just bring that and see what comes.
Are there other allotment agreements that we can look at that might have those kind of clauses that we can just copy and paste?
We have been pilfering and having a look and seeing, but the rules differ so broadly across different allotments, and we've been very lucky, I should imagine, that we've been very loose. And
well, I suppose we can cherry pick the ones that seem relevant to our ethos, can't we?
Yeah, and we're just conscious we want it to be legally binding, so it'll go through the Allotment Association, the National Allotment Association, because we've got membership, so we can do it all through there.
Do we know the nature of the altercation that happened? Oh, I sound like a policeman. Do we know the nature of the altercation that occurred on the
We believe it was verbal altercation, but it's carried on for, it's been an extensive period.
Oh, okay, so it's like a build-up of tension.
Well, it's very relevant to what conversations going on at the moment nationally. Is that free speech, or is it harassment?
Well, I think if it's upsetting somebody else, then it's and affecting their ability to use the facility.
To enjoy the facility, that's harassment.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
So do we need to...
We don't need to vote on that. We'll go away and do the bit.
And C, to receive any other updates and consider actions.
Not for me, no.
I think that was it.
That's us. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, it's the one place I wouldn't have thought this would this conversation
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Plant your beans and be MA073/2526 Governance Matters, to receive the weekly inspector reports and consider the necessary actions.
So all received. We have now the clear current pay park. I think previously we've brought up some massing in there, and it's caused a trip hazard, which the wardens have addressed this week. But we're just noting it now on the inspection sheets every week until some action's taken.
What action is appropriate for?
I will ask the Deputy Clerk to bring back the RoSPA report and see what the suggestions were. Because
someone's reported an accident, there's a...
No. So RoSPA do an inspection every year for us, and it was on there as not actually needing work this year, but we're going to just relook at that.
It was a heads up, was it? Okay, to consider any updates on damage or vandalism in the parish.
It's been a little bit active, but not...
What sort of broken benches or something?
So we're still chasing orchard surgery about the tree root damage on the path to the surgery, but because it's a private road, we're going to keep going with that one.
Yeah.
And then the other ones, the new ones, is quite a bit of fly tipping, mainly down London Way, but we keep reporting it and they keep coming and cleaning it off, so that's good. some broken benches which the wardens are going around and dealing with as they can. One suggestion for committee I wondered if we could bring to the precept would be starting a bench replacement cycle. So we've been doing it with bins. I think if possible, I'd put in the precept, suggest putting in the precept as some funding for replacing the benches around the village, just so that we can do.
Because I saw, did the wardens say they're having trouble getting parts for one?
Lots of the benches are very old, they're an extremely long oak plank that's needed, and nowhere provides them. We can't find them, we're having to kind of borrow from one to make up the other one. So the idea would be to just update the benches and have.
Didn't the church throw out a load of pews? Pews. My brother's got a pew in his back garden. That's because it's solid oak.
We had a really sad episode where play equipment in the Moor Play Park was vandalised by some youngsters from the college. They were filmed doing it, and it was really sad. But of course, our wardens were out there the next morning and welded it back together, fixed it all up. But it's not the point. The point was the activity that's been reported to both the police and the college.
Would we consider replacing wooden benches with metal benches?
Either metal or it's the recycled, the plastic recycled stuff. We'll see. I think we'll look at for advice.
Which has got longer life or is more vandal resistant?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the tent, the chap that was living on the moor, his tent was found in the River Mell. The wardens did an amazing job of clearing it out. It was a real struggle, but we believe he now has somewhere to be, so
that's good.
It may have just been left, and then so hopefully it didn't affect him too much. But
I actually met him the other day.
Yeah, but then the next day the green bin was in the within the river, so obviously they're having fun in the river at the moment. The vicarage has suffered a fallen tree in the recent high winds, and that is currently with Cambridgeshire County Council because it's on a public right of way between the church and the vicarage close. So we've encouraged Reverend Burks to follow that up with Cambridgeshire County Council. A fallen tree on our Mungford Crescent is being cleared up by our contractor at a cost of about £200, which we've done under delegated authority. And that's where we are with damage vandalism at the moment.
Very good.
So it's been a bit busier than normal, but not too bad.
What's the population of Melbourne now?
Five.
I think my daughter said to me that she'd seen some graffiti in the Moor Play Park on Sunday.
Yes, they've been doing it again this week. So Monday they were out doing some, and they did the shelter, seating shelter today. So they've been out with their nail polish removed, getting it all off. Yeah.
Just really catching
doing
it. Mm-hmm.
C, to review maintenance committee terms of reference and consider including the hub maintenance to be included under delegated authority to the maintenance committee, reporting to the full council as required.
So this was under the chair's kind of guidance. It was having a look at the terms of reference. We did recently review them in, I put up there nay, but it's obviously May. So we believe we're up to date, but one of the questions that has come up from that is whether we should reintroduce the maintenance of the hub building into the maintenance committee remit, because we now don't have a director as a chair. So it was whether that was worth suggesting to council, so we can consider things first and then bring back to council, or whether we keep it as a full council decision.
Isn't that covered under the terms of the lease?
It depends how it goes through, whether it goes straight to the main council, whether it comes to us first.
Oh, okay.
As a sort of the maintenance committee, to sort of, and then take it.
Yeah, and then the recommendation comes from maintenance to full council. It's, certain things could be done within the budget of maintenance, which is, I think, what the clerk is alluding to. It makes it speedier. in that sense for smaller things, but anything larger that's beyond the room remit of the maintenance committee or beyond their budget, then that gets suggested either pro or again, and then it goes to full council.
We're the landlords, aren't we? We own the building, so there we've leased it to them, so we still have landlords' responsibilities. I get it, sorry.
So when John was, Councillor Travis was the chair here, and he was on the hub management committee, did it work like that then? Is that what we were saying? Did it ever work like that?
I don't know if we had a maintenance committee before then. So it was just a question as to whether all assets should be reviewed by the maintenance committee first, so including the hub. Now we haven't got that conflict of interest with the...
Oh, it was conflict, that was the point. I couldn't work out.
It was just because he never would have been able to vote on it. Is it something you want to look at?
Through you, Chair. I think it makes a lot of sense because it will tidy up things, and there will be certain things that within the budget of the maintenance committee, because that will all be precepted for anyway, that will all fit within the precept when that gets redone at the end of this year. It makes a lot of sense because there are small things that crop up, like things crop up for Little Hands, things crop up for the pavilion. This is no different. Other than the fact that there's this charity trust that sits behind, does day-to-day management here, but I think it makes a lot of sense to do that. Big items obviously would be it would come a recommendation from the maintenance committee, which means it tends to get usually relatively quickly rubber stamped through main council. If the maintenance committee come up and say we need to do this, our recommendation is this, council might ask one or two questions, but the groundwork has been done through maintenance. So most of the work's been done through the maintenance committee and main council then just either yes or no. I think it's a good idea.
I'll bring a proposal to full council if you're happy to.
I'd support that.
Lovely, me too.
Brilliant. Thank you. Receive any other updates and consider actions?
Nothing on that one.
Moving swiftly on. MA 074-2526, correspondence. Consider the request for help with works to fence bordering Orchard Road Cemetery.
So we have a property on Medcalf Way that shares a border with Orchard Road Extension, I believe. So Orchard Road Cemetery Extension. The fence has come down. We never would have maintained that side of the fence anyway because we couldn't have access to it, and the chap has requested a contribution towards a new fence that then he would maintain his side of the fence. I mean, we have the responsibility to maintain the hedge. I'm not sure about the fence.
Just a question. If we were to chop all that back, what would we be looking at?
I don't think we'd remove the hedging, we'd just maintain the hedging. But
that photograph is from the cemetery looking at the houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's from outside looking at that. Okay.
So, is there a requirement for us to support his fence? Is it his fence?
This is what I'm bringing to council. I'm unaware as to whose fence it is. I think I would imagine it's a county council fence because I believe it's housing. South Cam, sorry.
What council housing?
I believe it was, if it isn't still. And that fence hasn't been looked at for a long time, but it was just his request to bring it to council to ask for... funding.
My question then is, how many houses are in this strip of fence?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because if we start doing one bit, we're going to be asked to do
it. Take responsibility for the whole thing.
Yeah. I think the
crux of it is who owns the boundary, isn't it? Yeah. Really, and until we find that out, if it's our responsibility, it's our responsibility, and if it isn't,
it should be on his deed.
Yes, exactly. If he's bought it from the council or whatever. Then he'll have bought that part as well.
Yep.
Yeah, because I think it's slightly dangerous. If there's 10 or 15 houses along that strip, I don't know the strip, but I mean, we can find ourselves being approached.
Yeah,
Once you do one, you're stuck with a lot.
I didn't realize for such a small village, there's an awful lot of cemeteries.
Yeah. Well, it's been an awful lot of people dying. It's like hot fuzz. No, is it?
It's a hot fuzz. There's a lot of people dying.
Watch out for the manager of the supermarket.
Yeah. Because when I looked at an aerial view of the village to look at this, sorry, how many cemeteries are, but when you zoom in, there doesn't seem to be a lot of headstones in all of them.
Yeah.
Then we've got New Road. So was there a need for New Road? That's what
yes,
I was asking, was there?
We were full, bar a couple of blocks, I think.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Okay, I'll go back to them then and we'll...
We need to know where the boundaries are. Yeah.
That's a tale.
Yeah. Who's about it.
Brilliant.
And then is the hedge on a rotor for maintenance?
Yes, yeah.
It is.
That will be coming to the next meeting because it's due... Every 3 years we do a big cutback, so I'm asking for a quote for that, ready for pre-setting for next spring, I guess.
Right.
It is all just after.
Well, if we're going to do it, we've got to do it before bird season.
Yeah,
exactly.
Before
the end of February.
Yeah.
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 So this year, not next year.
Yeah,
it
needs to be done now.
Thank you. Yeah, that's fine.
To consider a request for help with works to vegetation along fence bordering primary school.
This is another one that falls between the gaps, unfortunately. A resident borders the primary school. They have been through... Cambridgeshire County Council, they've been through the primary school, they've been to our county councillor. Our county councillor has reached out to us to ask if there was any way that we could assist, because county have... held their hands up, they won't have anything to do with it. The primary school don't have the funds to do anything about it, and unfortunately the people living at the property aren't capable of doing the work anymore. They've done it for however many years they've been living there, but they are not capable of doing it at the moment. The initial request was to ask the Time Bank to help,
yeah.
But it's quite a large job. The next request would be to committee whether we felt the wardens could have any time to do it, or whether we could get a quote for a contractor to do it. So it's basically...
Have the Time Bank been round to have a look? Or do you know it? Do you know it's a big job?
It's a bigger job than we initially thought, because we thought it would be a Saturday afternoon trimming a hedge, but it's a bigger job than that. It's lots of ivy and lots of grown through from the school.
I don't want to ever look at it as a volunteer with Time Bank.
Mm. It's from the school grounds. I'm really surprised that the county council haven't got. Do they maintain those? They maintain those grounds on public school, do they?
They do, but Councillor Bassanti just said he's literally hit a brick wall with it. They're not having anything to do with it because they keep pushing it back to the primary school and saying it is their responsibility to keep it maintained, and they haven't.
They've got wardens, haven't they? They've got their own caretakers.
I'm not 100% sure if they have at the moment. They didn't have for a little while.
Don't they have a parent teacher association? Don't they have their own volunteers?
Yeah, the PTA could
have a look. We could reach out to the...
Could reach out to Audrey. Because Councillor Campbell is...
Could we perhaps recruit scouts to help?
Scouts and shears and stuff. I don't know how well they go together.
Bumper job. What?
Bumper job.
Not the squirrels. Not the squirrels. They're 5 years old.
Yeah.
Giving them shears.
Yes.
I think
the PTA. My first report call would be.
Brilliant.
You know, the PTA to sort themselves.
Well, the chair of the PTA is a member of the council.
So. Oh, okay. So. Well, then, because isn't that sort of job, parents should
be. Let's approach them and ask if we can go that way, and then.
Yeah. It's tricky, isn't it? Because it's coming from the school property, which is actually nothing to do with the parish council.
No.
Although I have complete sympathy with the resident, I feel sorry for them. But it's from the point of view of the councillors.
Yeah.
Kind of. Not in impact, is it?
Yeah. Brilliant. Accepted liability for something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Hornet's nest and all that.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other updates? Want to consider?
No.
Nothing further from there. MA 075-2526, biodiversity. Consider which option to select for the 6 free trees offered from South Camps District Council.
Yep, so I'm pleased to say that we applied for either 6 or a free tree from South Camps, and we were accepted again. I did wonder, I don't know how you feel, whether we went for a larger tree and used it as our Susan Van Der Ven donation tree. So
good idea.
Good idea.
Get the plaque sorted and get that planted this winter. Brilliant.
Where would it be planted?
It's going into the Millennium Copse on the whatever King Charles Field or whatever.
Yeah, where was it?
It would be nice if it was some sort of blossomy tree or something.
Crab
pretty.
Apple. Something pretty. Because there's no crab apples down there.
Yeah. Crab apple?
Mm.
Yeah,
that would be lovely. The blossom's gorgeous on a crab apple, isn't it?
You'd just be over there nicking it in the chair.
Well, I gave you a jar.
I know. Inside the tradie.
So could we, I know I love a vote, but could we vote that we apply for a crab apple and we use it as a donation?
Is it a bit
donation? Crab apple. On the basis that I get some of the jelly.
Yes, all right.
Yeah.
Proposed by Crab Apple Clark, seconded by Councillor Davey.
Can we just
vote on it? Vote hands, yes, unanimous, thank you.
Can we state to Councillor Van Der Ven, it's because of the beautiful blossom
and not the
crab apple?
Oh, yeah, we need to
make use of the Latin name when you tell them.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that'd be nice to have a planting and maybe have her over there.
Oh yeah,
when the apple goes in.
We'll have to polish a slate now.
Well, take a bottle of bubbly over there or something.
That'd be nice, actually. Yeah, right. That's good. Anything else to consider?
Nothing.
No updates.
Okay.
MA 076-2526, cemetery matters. To consider a request to install a memorial bench and scatter ashes on New Road Cemetery.
It's a straightforward request from a resident to install a memorial bench from a chap that's passed away, who's lived in the village, which is acceptable. It was the scattering of ashes that I thought I would bring to committee.
A while back, I keep bringing this up every so often, so I apologise for that, about having a kind of memorial garden sort of area for ashes,
yes,
interment and scattering of ashes near the hill.
Yes, yeah, the Saxon hill.
So near the Saxon burial, so that would be like a designated place that people could go and scatter ashes and things, because it's already commemorated and it could be made pretty.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So all we need to do is designate that area. So if I bring a map to the next meeting and we just define an area, and then all we do is plot the scattering
area. Yeah. Or even just have a maybe some beds or something.
I know to designate around. Cuffley, where I grew up, they camped there.
Yeah.
And it was the rose bed. They planted roses in it, so you scattered the ashes around the roses.
Yeah. That's quite nice.
I think the strategy for New Road was to keep that area more wild. So it'd be ideally we'd be putting kind of native
I think that would be nice.
Yeah,
if
that'd be good.
Mm. I mean, I know where both of my parents, their ashes are scattered in a kind of designated memorial area of a graveyard. And it just feels quite a nice environment to go to, rather than just being
peaceful.
Sorry. If people want to bury ashes, these days they put them into cardboard boxes that I'm told will dissolve inside 6 weeks.
Yes.
But burial is an comes under different regulations.
Yeah, formal internment process.
Yeah.
The scattering of ashes in our regulations we can allow at our discretion, so we just ask people to tell us first and then we can plot them in a roundabout way in the memorial area. So
Are you thinking of it being, I know there's a bit that grows very meadowy at the back of the hill, and then there's an area in front of the hill, isn't there?
Yeah. It's a decision for council, really, because I think the plan originally was to keep going for quite a while, because we want to keep the cemetery going for as long as possible. So I think the original plan back in Sophie's plan was behind the hill.
Oh, okay.
But we'll have a look at that and just make sure that...
The area to the right with the trees of the path, to the right of the path, is that undesignated?
That is undesignated at the minute, but it was for things like the memorial benches to be scattered in that area as well. So
I suppose it's also a bit nearer the back gardens, isn't it?
Yeah.
So keep it there.
There's benches there already.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is an additional bench.
Yeah.
Do we have a limit to how many benches we're going to put in that cemetery?
There will be, but we're not there at the moment. So I think it is first come first. So if we could vote to accept the request to put a memorial bench up there, and then I'll
bring us two parts.
Yeah, and I'll bring the plan for the memorial garden.
Next meeting. Yeah. Okay. Can I have a proposer for the bench, please? Councillor Barnes, seconder. Councillor Davey, show of hands. Unanimous. Thank you. To note works carried out by wardens to tree affecting garden on Orchard Road.
This was just a note that there was an unsafe tree in the back of 26A that borders Orchard Road Cemetery, that we tend to that hedge line. The contractors cut it every year, and it was just so that you know that they've had to remove a tree from that area because it was precarious in the winds the other day.
Okay. To consider quote to install new cremated remains bases.
Unfortunately not received from the contractor, so I'm afraid we're going to have to defer for that.
What is a cremated remains base?
We lay bases ready for selling plots.
They put them underneath, okay, yes, so I did read that. To receive any other updates and consider actions?
None for the cemetery, no.
Can I add one to be considered? Mm-hmm. I read the articles on the cemetery, and something that I feel is missing, which I've seen in other cemeteries, is you're not allowed to put plastic flowers or plastic anything into the cemetery. So where I know we've restricted the planting of, but still you get the plastic stuff that's just there forever and a day.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know if that was a restriction we could add into the.
I'll look at the legalities around that and the impact it would have on people that are already there, because we have in the regulations at the moment it allows for vase type units to go in, so it may be that.
Well, can't they put real flowers in the vases?
Maybe, but I'll have a look through the regulations.
It leads on to other things, though, because people put items, don't they?
My father's buried in Chesham, and it's run the regulations, you can't have plastic, but it's not that well enforced, and one of the graves across my father looks like... Wonderland. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's propellers and elves and fishermen.
It's sad that different people mourn, though, isn't it? And it's very personal.
Yeah, I know it's personal. Yeah. But you want it, I don't know. It should be a place that's like you go to remember, to reflect without hearing, you know.
We could push the green angle on this.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that's where Chesham come from. You know, certainly they go around regularly after the wind collecting all this plastic stuff from all over the ground, and it's just dreadful. So they've started now, reinforcing their regulation that there's no plastics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's something you consider. Can we review that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
MA 077/2526, village maintenance matters. Consider quote for works on Orchard Road hedge line.
We have an area of hedging along, it's between the Mortlock Street crossroads and Orchard Gate. It's regularly, I think every two or three years it comes up that it's encroaching on the road drastically. If I open it up on
the map. It's our responsibility.
It is. It's kind of a piece of no man's land. If it were to encroach any more, it would probably be a highways issue. But we can't really ever let it get that far because it's so dangerous. The wardens have chopped it back a couple of times, but it's now in need of a serious haircut, and we would like to put that in so it eases this hedge line here that I'm right in the middle of. So there's some sycamores that we are responsible for, and the hedge line that runs under it is encroaching about that much again, actually. And we have a quote in to take that back at a cost of £400 plus VAT, because that includes the permit to work on the road and just blocking the road.
Are we VAT registered? Do we claim it back?
We claim it back.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's whether we felt that was acceptable.
How long a stretch is that?
It's not particularly long. It's, what would that be, 100 metres maybe?
It's quite a lot. But it is.
Because this is parking, this is standard parking here, and it's just getting to impassable again.
Well, is this necessary? Has to be done. Is that the scale of quotes we normally get? Is that within a normal...
That's outside of, sorry, 3 year check. That's outside of Justin's, our main contractor. He's got a 3 year rolling thing with us.
Right.
But we do ask for extra jobs.
So that this is on top of
he it. Does keep his pricing pretty competitive.
Good. Okay, so that's.
He's not always the cheapest, and we do sometimes get more quotes, but when it's something like that, it doesn't make too much sense to go out and get three or four quotes for it.
You only want it dealt with quickly then. So. Oh, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, should
I have a proposal to accept, Councillor Clark? Seconder, Councillor Davey, show of hands, unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Where did we get?
C.
To consider quote for works to water lane hedging.
This is the rear access path. This is a pathway to... between the top of Water Lane and New Road Cemetery, there's a walkway. It's basically a dog walking route to the cemetery, and it is extremely overgrown. It looks quite nice there, actually, but it's just extremely overgrown at the moment, and it's been mentioned a few times that we should look at cutting it back. It's a byway, so it's highways.
I was going to say, a couple of years ago, it was given a really vigorous shave. Yeah. It was a bit alarming, actually, because it kind of went right down to nothing for a while, and it goes back quickly because it's a lot of undergrowth and brambles and things. It's a really good environment, but it's not ours.
Can I just ask, if it's a byway, normally the farmer who owns the field they're paid a bit extra to maintain that, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know who did that work before. I don't think it was the parish council, though.
No, I think it was county, but they're on a five-year... So we're kind of halfway through, I believe. I think it was about 2.5-3 years ago that they did it. It's quite an expensive quote to do what's needed, and it's whether we sit back and wait for highways to do it when it's on their side.
Can we do an interim sort of maintenance, just cut it back a bit? Kind of thing, because it's the winter now, so it's not going to grow.
It is. Problem is, it cost about the same because they'd use the same machinery in the same way. So he just said, his advice was that we do a heavy cut back this time to stop it happening again. But
sorry, Councillor Clark.
Would it be prudent to go to highways and say, look, we need to do this, needs to be done now, we know you're halfway through the cycle, we'll do it, and you pay us back for doing it,
or to
give us part of the cost of doing it? Is there any sort of level of negotiation with them? Not to do it, they not to pay us straight away, but to sort of basically give us a
pre-approved things like the verges and stuff that we get the contribution for is fine, but they wouldn't retrospectively.
Where is the I'll play this too strong a word, where's the impetus come to do this?
It's literally a few complaints and the fact that it needs doing. It's their cycle's too long.
Yeah,
we believe it needs doing just to maintain access to the cemetery for walkers.
Yeah, I was just wondering whether it is used by the farmer at all.
Okay.
And whether
could you reach out to the because it looked like vehicle tracks.
Well, they could run a tractor down there and just churn it all out. The guy would do it in one hit.
That's like
yeah, but you'd have the spades on, you'd have the blades on either side, and just go straight away
it's
down.
It's a bit of a shame to just wreck it, but
it does come back, doesn't it? It's one of those things where it's a kind of necessary evil with that one. It does come back.
We live on Nicknield Way, and that's probably the same cycle, but there's just enough to walk down. Okay, I don't care for.
I was so upset when that car cut back though. Down at Nield Way, when it all got—it used to be like a little wooden box, all got cleared, and I couldn't go down there for years because it upset me too much.
It's grown back nicely.
Is it?
It's grown back nicely. So, but if the four by fours can't get down there,
so what?
I'm sure the dog walkers can still get there.
So would it be a case of going back to the residents that have made the complaints and say that this is highways to do this and it's within their 5-year term and not try and accept responsibility for it?
Yeah, happy to do that. Yeah. It was just to request the council to see what he thought. The contractor himself brought it forward as a this is a concern as well, just because of how much it was growing, and that's...
Well, I think it's probably just because of the season. It's reached a point now where it's... Maybe we'll review it when it starts to grow again.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Because at the moment it'll also be cover for hibernating creatures. Mm. We want to leave them to sleep over the winter.
Lovely.
Brumbly head.
You don't want to
vote on that one. Thank you.
To update on All Saints Ward project and consider further actions. Here we go.
So we did. Sorry, just jumping back. We did have one to consider quote for works towards Lane.
Oh, sorry. B. Yes.
Unfortunately, he hasn't provided a quote, so we
would
defer. Sorry.
Right. I'm right now in saying that yes, it is our responsibility. Apparently,
Ward.
The whole of the church ward.
Oh. According to 1902, was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in a way, it does mean that we can say no to breeze blocks.
Yeah.
Yep. We wanted to put yellow brick in or something.
Or whatever it was.
So, we reached out to Reverend Burks. They've come back with confirmation that the churchyard was closed in 1902. That would have been under the Burial Act of 1855, which states that it then gets handed over to the wardens. Then when the Local Government Act 1972 came in, that then would have triggered the parochial council handing it over to the... right into the parish council. If they didn't reply in 3 months, then it automatically was just looked after by them. So we can assume that we have responsibility for the churchyard, including the walls.
And the current situation with the wall was that it wasn't in desperate need of repair, was it?
So the last, that would have been 2 years ago, would that have been?
That's what we saw.
It would have been a while ago, and it didn't need immediate action then. We knew it was in, coming up to need some work. It has steadily got a little bit worse. There's quite a big chunk today, I noticed as I walked past on the floor, but I think we're at a point now where we assume responsibility for it, and we can prove that we've got that, so we can carry on comfortably knowing that we're in the right. But it's considering what actions we take now.
Do you think it needs a survey?
Sorry, Councillor
Clark. I think as in discussion with the clerk over this, prior to this meeting, I think Clark's suggestion of getting an engineer in to give, we get the engineer in to give us their assessment of what is the minimum that is required to make this safe. And to maintain it as it is, because we're not there to improve. And I think you mentioned Councillor Barnes before, to keep
keeping character.
Keep the character of it, even though it is a bit crumbly. Mm-hmm. It's characterful. It's what the village is about.
Yeah.
So it shows its history, doesn't it?
It shows its history. Exactly. That's good.
And the other thing also is to make sure that they've heard. Sorry.
Whether
we should mention that bike rack is going to be put quite close to the wall, and whether that's an issue.
Yeah.
As well. So it might not be there.
The Greenways have reached out to Reverend Burks, and I'd like to catch up with both parties actually, because they've had discussion now with that we weren't party to, and I still believe there's an opportunity there to talk to the Greenways team about actively doing the work at the same time, because there's going to be a lot of disturbance there.
Yeah.
It may well damage the wall further, so I think it's worth all three parties coming together.
Absolutely.
And saying, can we do something at the same time?
Yeah.
So that's the bike rack is
part of the Greenways. When they start to renovate those pathways, one of the things was that it was going to be a bike repair station, and it's just like a bike pump thing.
Oh, I see.
Some bike racks, and next to the bench. So between the notice boards and the bench, on that bit of grass.
Is that? Because that's quite picturesque there. The way the memorial is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the way the most. Oh, okay.
The whole nature of that area is going to change, though, with all the new paths and everything else. It's going to change it quite a lot already, I think.
Okay.
I think it makes sense to obviously get some quotes, but get an engineer out to actually give us an assessment of
where we're starting.
And we need to sort of direct the engineer into what we're looking for, not, you know,
if we're paying for
it. Exactly, you know, what is needed to actually maintain that wall and keep the character of the wall, so that we've got something to take to the table when it comes to talking to the Greenways and to the church, because the church we're talking about getting different things done to it, different type of bricking, and also putting stays up in the middle to support. Yeah, that's going over and above what was already there.
Yeah.
So I think we need to be very, very careful where we get drawn into this.
Stabilisation and minimal intervention.
Exactly.
Maintenance.
I think that's it. And also, once we've got the engineer's report, then we need to understand from the church, are there any graves right behind the wall, because if they have to be taken out, that's not going to be our responsibility. I don't think that's down to us, that's down to the church. So we've got to be very, very careful what happens, because if things start to happen and there's bones behind there, they've all got to be lifted, moved, put back. That starts to become different types of costs as well, so we need to be very, very guarded as to what we're actually getting ourselves involved with. Albeit, we are responsible, as the clerk's quite rightly said.
So, are we writing to the padre and telling him we accept?
We're assuming responsibility. Yes.
Yeah. From that, and therefore, we will instruct a survey, and we'd need him to identify burials against the wall.
Yeah, and then we'll bring back the scope of works and any quotes to next
week. Yeah, and also I think we need to reach, if it's okay, we need to reach out at the same time to the Greenways, say that this is going to be interfered with all the work that's going out there, and it could well. So is there anything that they can get involved with? But I would also encourage us to talk back with the Conservative, because I got the impression from what they were saying, what the church was saying, was slightly different to what the Conservator would like to see. So I think we have a responsibility to the Conservator and the village,
the
aesthetic of the village, as opposed to what the church would see as a nice to have.
Yeah.
So I think there's the different schools of thought here, and I think we need to be very, very guarded. But any work that will be done will be commissioned by us, not by the church. We would not be going through them or their builders.
Well, that's why we write to him and say, yeah, thank you, we'll take it from here, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And then instruct the survey.
Yeah, and then if it comes out silly money, and we are told that it is needed to be done, then we can look to the church to support us in grant applications as well. Because, you know, they've got a vested interest in seeing it done. So.
But maybe now we know it's ours, we need to put something in the budgets annually for a bit of topping up.
Yeah. We have got the opportunity for the High Street grant as well. I approached them when it first came about. There's a improving High Street grant, which would be a perfect project for that. So we could apply for that if there was some funding available. So
it may come out as minimalistic. You know, I think that the engineer may say, all you need to do is this, and then it's safe, well, it's secure. The coping stones will need to be taken out and relayed, but it might be a very minor thing.
Well, I think the engineer should give you must do, nice to do, and you know, give you like a 3-4 year.
Well, they will be commissioned by us with our directive. So,
lovely.
Okay. Thank you.
Do we need to?
No,
you're
right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I would like to say thank you to the clerk for the amount of work that's gone into this.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Thank you. Any other updates?
Or mentions? None.
No? Right. MA 078-2526 Pavilion / New Rec Matters. Discuss possible use by Max and Food. Oh, sorry. I should have
declared.
I should have declared.
Declared.
I've just realised. I've read it out loud. I just realised.
Declared and noted.
You don't know the manager.
It was just a discussion to inform the committee that I've been speaking with our Time Bank and community coordinator and looking at ways in which we can improve the delivery of the food bank and Cozy Corner not so much, but the food bank, and looking at other facilities to do that, whether we combine the parish office and that offering or whether we look somewhere else. Short term, we were hoping that the committee would be happy with us using the pavilion as the food bank for a period of time, just to see if it works slightly better than it does at the moment. We have, I think, just having 20 odd people for Cozy Corner and the coffee mornings and things, and it's getting a bit busy in Vicarage Close. It's not the perfect location, and we thought we could utilise one of our assets as both a storage facility for the food in locked cupboards and to facilitate the food bank from it. So there'd be no implications on insurance or anything like that, so we were hoping that we could do that and then bring it to council and just say this is what we'd like to do.
Sounds
and
good.
See how it goes.
We've got an asset, let's use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would agree if I.
Yeah, if you were around. Yeah.
You will have to agree to something.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll bring it to full council then as a suggestion. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other matters?
No. Nothing else for the pavilion apart from today it was reported that some render is blowing from the side where the graffiti is, so some of that's come off. So we're just looking at whether that's a fix we can do or whether we need to get quotes for that, but I'll keep you posted.
Thank you. MA 079-2526 Little Hands Matters, to receive any other updates and consider actions.
Nothing to report apart from they're doing good at the minute.
MA 080-2526 Policies and Risk Assessments, to note updates to cemeteries paperwork to reflect updates to non-resident costs and clerk details.
This is just a it's already been approved by council, but it's just to bring to show that we have updated the contact details on our notice of interment, and that in the rules and regulations we were still stating double fees, but we are most definitely 8 times fees. So we've just added that into the rules and regulations, so it doesn't need voting on, but it's just to let you know that that's happened.
Okay, thank you. Any other updates to consideration?
No.
Okay, MA 081-2526 Outstanding maintenance issues, to consider the status of the job spreadsheet.
So we have highways are seem to be, I don't want to tempt fate, but they seem to be ramping up and doing some work around the village, which is a bit scary, so that's good. Again, overgrown hedging on Orchard Road is the concern, but we've already voted that through.
Yeah.
And there's a memorial bench that has just been installed on the new rec, and there's one that keeps going walkies. We're in contact with the resident who installed the bench, and they're going to invest in some new ground anchors, but we're just encouraging that to happen.
So
a bit quicker, because it will go missing otherwise.
So once a resident pays for a bench and puts it out, it's their responsibility, it doesn't become ours?
It becomes our property, but we reach out to them if they're still around and they're...
Right, so yeah. First port of call would be them, but
yeah.
Ultimately...
It'll be us banging the nails in the...
Exactly.
So that's our external jobs. Internally, we have quite a few letters to residents going on. This is over a period of time, but we have a repeat offender, I say, on the high street that's now causing encroachment onto the pathway and then degradation of the path and the road outside of their house. So it's gone back to highways and compliance, and we can only write so many times and not get a response. So we will keep going with that one.
This is like hedges or trees?
It's just hedgerow coming out, but it's degraded the path so much that it's now kind of pulling the path.
So I ask people, might know better, do we not have any regulations, a bit like parking the car? If your hedge has grown so big, footpath can't be used, or it's damaged the footpath.
It is a slightly difficult one, but we can write to the... What we used to do in my previous existence, we had one or two situations like this, and we wrote to the residents and saying, look, this has got to a point where this is going to have to be done. It's a health and safety issue. If we don't receive a response from you, we will arrange to have this done, and we will bill you with the costs. We will pass this to highways to do as a matter of health and safety, and the invoices will be forwarded to you. And suddenly, they all get done. But I don't know what level we've got to.
We have jurisdiction to do that. We have the right to write to them and request the works are done. We then have to pass that on to county, then county's compliance team come in and sort it out for us. But we don't have the right to threaten them with
costs.
How about just threaten them that we'll just cut the hedge and not charge them?
We've offered. In fact, one of the letters was, we would like to help you.
Yeah.
Could we please do it?
Still no response. But then it's just got to go with compliance.
Well, can you not put a repeat that, and if we don't get a response within a certain time, we will go ahead and do it?
No, we can't legally do that. We have to get their permission. It's a
trespass.
Compliance can. So county can come along and under Health and Safety Act of something, can then just take the bush down and then keep asking them for the money. They can do that. We can't, but we can report it to them to do that.
I noticed the house on Beechwood Avenue. I can guess which one that is. Do we know if that the person that lives there is receiving any help or anything? Because that's the house is getting worse and worse with overgrown ivy and everything else, and the hedge is massively overgrown.
I've just realised which one it is.
Yeah. We have a tree in the garage as well. And we have neighbours who have encroaching ivy and things into
their worry about his
space.
I just worry about his mental well-being and safety. Actually, and I just wonder whether anybody's intervening in his life.
Because I drive past, I think, if you're a good neighbour, wouldn't you
have gone
out and helped him?
Just think he might pass away in the house and nobody would know.
No one would know.
No, unfortunately he's not there, so he's barely there. He comes back every so often.
Oh, okay.
Environmental Health are doing an amazing job with this one. I spoke to a lady at length, actually, and she's very much so. She's so concerned about everybody involved that they're going down every route they can. The next route is it may get to the point where they can force a sale of the house because of the state. That's the next step, which is a really drastic step, but it is the next step.
So. In some ways, I'm quite glad he's not there.
Mm.
Because the thought of him being in there is quite heartbreaking.
He comes back just as required, and then goes away again.
It's probably overwhelming.
Yeah,
even just to go back there, isn't it?
And actually, they come out. So the if there's a report that he's there, they come out that day to try and see him and do all the things. So they are really
well. I'm glad that someone that is in hand. That's why I'm glad that someone's paying attention to it.
Yeah.
So we've just to in my mind to get this. So we've written and said we would help him.
The
do we need a response from him before we step in?
Yeah, obviously we can't touch anything until they've given us permission to. But all of the other, so it's only High Street and Beach Avenue that's ongoing. All the others are, have either actioned it or have let us know what they're going to do about it.
Would it be possible to... Has he got relatives?
Yes, that's where he is.
Would it be possible to write to the relative saying that we're prepared to do this?
We don't have the right to do that, no. No.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like we've looked at every avenue. Yeah. So it is what it is. Outstanding maintenance. MA 082 2526, new maintenance issues?
Nothing reported from wardens as yet, apart from the, they have re-raised the matting in Clear Crescent Park, so I'll raise that with the deputy clerk when she gets back and we will action that one.
Lovely, okay. MA 083-2526, to note the date of the next plan meeting to be Wednesday the 19th of November.
Beautiful, thank you.
Thank you.